SPP Regional State Committee Briefs, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. SPP's Regional State Committee last week approved doubling the time frame for conducting regional cost allocation reviews, leaving only approval from the Board of Directors this week before the change becomes official. Staff had been conducting ACARs every 3 years. With board approval of the recommendation and accompanying revision request, those reviews will now be conducted every 6 years. The Market and Operations Policy Committee earlier approved the same recommendation from the Regional Allocation Review Task Force, which said the change would save SPP manpower and consulting costs. The most recent review, CAR 2, showed more positive benefit to cost ratios and only one deficient transmission zone, which already has a project in the 2017 Integrated Transmission Planning Assessment. SPP said it took about 2,100 staff hours and more than $417,000 in payments to outside consultants to complete the review. The first RCAR incurred a similar expense. "It's a really elegant solution, because it takes a tremendous amount of staff's time," said Donna Nelson, chair of the Public Utility Commission of Texas. "It's a heavy lift. All of the commissioners here have been very respectful of each other, with respect to the cost-benefit analysis." South Dakota Public Utilities Commissioner Christy Feagan isn't so sure. "I believe we could be locking in winners or losers for an extended period of time," she said. "It concerns me we're moving the cost allocation review out 6 years, but I certainly appreciate the group looking at the cost of the study. The cost-benefit ratio is extremely important to our stakeholders." FeaganChristyFeagan.com. Patrick Lyons, chair of the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission, advocated for a 4-year delay between reviews, but none of the other committee members backed his proposal. Staff pointed out that any member that feels it has an imbalanced cost allocation can request relief through the MOPC. It also said it was trying to improve the review process through the use of more accurate information. "One thing staff is doing now is using real market data and running the market model without that transmission, then going back to day one of the market to find the value of the transmission," SPP General Counsel Paul Suski said. "We're looking at possible different ways to do the RCAR. Wise, few solutions to wind energy glut." Wise Copyright RTO Insider. Golden Spread Electric Cooperative's Mike Wise told the committee that his Export Pricing Task Force did not have a whole lot of solutions for shipping SPP's ample wind resources out of the footprint. "We're waiting on members and staff to bring ideas," said Wise, who chairs the group and the Strategic Planning Committee. "There's no stomach inside the task force or the SPC, that I've heard, that we want to build transmission to export wind and have the consumers in the footprint pay for it. I would encourage anyone who wants to come get the wind to build the transmission." The group has prioritized several market changes, such as ramp products and storage resources to accommodate wind exports as staff time and dollars are available over the next few years. Wise said the group would continue meeting over the next few months as opportunities are brought forward. SPP has more than 16 gigawatts of installed and operational wind capacity, another 8 gigawatts with signed generation interconnection agreements, and a potential 43 gigawatts overall. The task force has begun to explore coordinated transaction scheduling, which allows for near real-time scheduling of power across RTO interfaces, based on the price spread between RTOs. "We really have to work with the other RTOs," Wise said. "It's not MISO that needs the power, it's the other RTOs east of MISO." Committee approves COG recommendations. The RSC also approved several motions from the Cost Allocation Working Group, which reports up to the committee. The items were also approved by the MOPC earlier this month. A recommendation to approve the SEEMS project's policy paper is consistent with previous RSC actions. The paper sets guidelines for SPP approval and cost allocation processes for non-FERC Order 1000 interregional transmission projects on a project-by-project basis. Another recommendation to approve regional funding for SPP's portion of a transformer project and line uprate at an Associated Electric Cooperative Incorporated substation near Springfield, Missouri. Approval of RTWGRR 208, which implements the Transmission Planning Improvement Task Force's white paper for new regional planning processes by replacing current planning schedules with an annual transmission expansion plan, creating a standardized scope, establishing a common planning model for use across the various planning processes, and creating a staff/stakeholder accountability program. Finding MRR 203 consistent with respect to the allocation of financial transmission rights. The revision adds a last-chance second set of auction revenue rights nominations in the monthly ARR process, where any source to sync path can be nominated. Finding RR 202 also consistent with the RSC's past policy decisions within allocating FTRs. The change complies with FERC guidance on SPP's disparate treatment of point-to-point and network integration transmission service, or NITS, during redispatch. NITS would be eligible for ARR during limited times of the year only for the service not subject to redispatch, but not for long-term congestion rights. Tom Kleckner,